Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, welcome to Bustin' Balls. I'm Pat Caputo, along with the webmaster and now father, Evan Jenkins. Congratulations on that, Evan.
Thank you much.
How that goes for your golf game, but congratulations to you. Anyway, your wife could beat you at golf anyway. I'm sure she's a much better athlete than you.
Yeah, that's true.
All-state skier, played softball for a year and was like the best in the Catholic League. Yeah, it was a little bit better than your three receptions for the big Reds or whatever they are.
Hey, they were important in meaningless games.
Yeah, if you want to go bowling with your wife, she'll beat you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, congratulations to you and your
Thank
family.
Thank you.
Look, you get into the Tigers, the start of the year, their minor leagues, some of the perception about their rebuild. I find that we have an interesting business here where if Scott Harris talks and he says something, we got to take it into some death knell. Hey, Scott Harris doesn't win now. He's kicking the can down the road and all these different things. When there was nothing wrong with what Scott Harris said the other day, I would repeat it to you, but it's not even worth repeating, even though it's been played on our station like 800 times.
Mm-hmm.
The Tigers off to an okay start. You know, I mean, my gosh, you'd think they were the worst 7-4 team in the history of baseball as we tape this. They're down in runs, but they're, in the top four in pitching and top five in defense. And that counts when Riley Green takes a home run away for two runs. It's the same as hitting a home run. Matter of fact, it has even more benefits because it helps the pitcher's arm. Casey
sure.
Mize is terrible. He's only throwing 98 miles an hour, the hardest he's ever thrown. So it goes back and forth with this, but the minor league system has started. And the Tigers have a lot of high-end prospects, and they've gotten their first appearances. And I'll give you my initial impression of them here today. And don't forget to like us. Don't forget to download us. Get us wherever you get your podcast, the Apple iTunes Store, Google Play Store, Odyssey.com. We're here talking prospects in the future. We've been talking a lot about the NFL draft. All those things. We talk about it on a local Detroit perspective here and also nationally now. And I put it in with the columns that I write as well for Odyssey.com. Okay, all that stuff's done. Impressions. Max Clark, I'm concerned.
Yeah. He's not hitting like we've been sold that he would do.
I like the draft pick of Max Clark. I understood exactly what they were doing. As a matter of fact, that was one of the many times we've actually identified who the local team was actually going to take in the draft.
Yep.
Don't hold me to it, but I get it right a lot. And instead of Wyatt Langford. Now, Langford isn't going off for Texas or anything, but he is coming to town this next week. And, you know, if he hits a couple bombs, you know, and he's been hitting okay, it's going to look really bad when Max Clark in over 50 at-bats, as I'm doing this, in single A, since he's moved up from the rookie league where he did very well last year, he doesn't have an extra base hit. And he's got hardly any hits at all this year. And he's just not producing the way that you would expect. I know he's young. I know the league is they got older players than him and all that. But he should be doing better than what he's doing right now. So that is on the downside. I don't like the way that the optics are of that. Now, I haven't been able to watch it because they don't put those games up on the MILB TV. But he's not doing well. And McGonagall opened up the season on the DL. And they need him to develop. That was the player that they took away from Auburn when they slotted Max Clark. So one of the many shortstops, and they've been playing McGonagall at his high school position of shortstop, that are out in the Tigers organization. With Javi Baez went down the other day. You know how everybody gets on Javi Baez. Looked like he might have a foot injury or something. And everybody was panicking because really that much depth at shortstop to begin with in the organization. And it's gotten only worse since the start of the year. So that's the kind of the bad news so far. Those two things I'm not exactly giddy with. Jace Young is doing well. Jace Young started out slowly, but now he's starting to rake. His OPS is up. Batting average is up. He's hit a couple bombs, playing decently at third base. So it looks like their plan with Jace Young to have him go down to Toledo, get some at-bats and some experience, and then at some point bring him up. Maybe after Gio Urshela slows down a little bit, he's been doing pretty well right now, is working out very well so far there. Ty Madden in his start was dominant. I don't know what to say. Four perfect innings, five strikeouts, but he looks. And I watched it. I watched it over a couple times. He looks. He's throwing two pitches. He's throwing his fastball in the high 90s, and he's throwing it's a slider breaking ball that's really good. And he threw one changeup. It looked like a changeup to me, and it was terrible. So he is not throwing four pitches and all that about being a starter. Right now, he looks to me like he projects as a reliever. Now, I'll be interested to see what his second start is like. Former first-round pick out of the University of Texas, big-time college pitcher. The other thing with him, he gets in rhythm. He does that.
Okay.
And then the next start, it's different. But he has to be more consistent. I'm surprised he's not at Toledo. He should be at Toledo, I'm guessing, very soon. I don't know what he's got to prove there. Montero, his first couple starts for Toledo were really good. He's the number two starter there. Eight scoreless innings and two starts. Somebody who could help the Tigers this year. Obviously, Matt Manning had a good start in the major leagues, a good start in the minor leagues. Really good. So those things have gone pretty well. But there were a lot of years, Akil Baddoo, Manning, Bo Brisky is throwing the heck out of the ball at Toledo. They would have made the major league roster. The fact that they didn't is a sign of just how good the Tigers are right now, believe it or not. A lot of their top prospects and everything, others have passed them by. I've liked very much what I've seen from Colt Keith so far.
Yeah.
He hasn't gotten into any kind of flow where he's driving the ball, which is going to come, but he is taking his time at the plate. In key situations, he'll take the ball back up the middle. He'll do what he can to help the team. And mostly, his times down to first base, home to first, have been really good, above average. He was a 6'9", 60 out of high school, which is just a tick below average for a major league runner. And defensively, he's sucked up pretty much everything that's come his way, and he's turned to double play well.
Yeah.
That's been a real good development for the Tigers from a prospect standpoint. And I expect him to hit. At some point, he'll start hitting. He's got real good bat-to-ball skills. So those are my assessments of those particular players. I don't know about Fajardo and Wentz. I think at some point they're trying to find out about those guys and whether they're long-term guys, and it's kind of last chance resort for them, even if they don't know it here in Detroit. They bypassed a couple guys for them, Bo Brisky in particular. And Manning, they put him in the minor leagues because, well, he's not. They don't want him relieving.
Right.
In addition to that, but you know, I haven't been overly impressed with Fajardo. I know he's made some progress and everything, but I don't know if he's a long termer. And if they get in contention, stay in contention, I would feel more confident with the role that they have if they were using Bo Brisky. Bo Brisky's too good to be in AAA. He was the hardest. He had the best fastball on the team last year, even above Scooble. That's good. The Casey Mize situation, it's utterly ridiculous. Casey Mize has never been a big bat mister in the major leagues anyway. Okay, so when people say that, it's ridiculous. He was really good a couple years ago and was below a strikeout per inning. The fact that he's thrown 98 miles an hour, which is as hard as he's thrown that I've ever seen. I remember him at 97 early in his draft year at Auburn. I'm sure he probably ticked 98 at some point. And he's got his stuff back. It is very important. He's like everybody else that seems to have Tommy John surgery. He has trouble with his command when he comes back.
Yeah.
So that's been my assessment of Casey Mize. It's been pretty good. And you know, he did get through five innings. I know Riley Green made a great play, and Verlin was out there doing some good things defensively. But he's throwing the ball really well, and he's right on track. You know, nobody expected him. The Tigers and maybe himself expected him to be commanding the baseball like he's going to do. It's really, you come back from that surgery after all those years, you have 1 year where you got to get your basics back to where you can command the ball. And then the next year, that's usually when things set in. It's, you know, it takes up a big chunk of somebody's career. You know, people act like it's an oil change. It's not. It's not a trip to Uncle Ed's to get an oil change.
Yeah.
So that's where Casey Mize is at right now. He looks fine. You know, we'll see. It's, you know, it's every start. So when I look at the Tigers prospects, that's basically what I see at this point. Max Anderson's doing well at high A ball. West Michigan, their second pick out of Nebraska, college player, he's doing well, which is to be expected at that level. He'll probably be promoted to Erie at some point. Wilkin Perez earned his call up here in Detroit. He's shown a lot of power the last couple of years. So people have like been hearing about him forever and he wasn't that good. But now, after all these years, he's starting to get pretty good. So if he comes up to the plate, don't think like he's just an automatic out. He might pop one out of the ballpark for you. He's gotten a lot better. So Dylan Dingler is just okay down there catching. You know, right now they're happy with Rodgers. They're happy right now with Kelly. Kelly's played really well, and they're both doing very well defensively. They actually got the Tigers through a start with Angel Hernandez, framing pitch.
I know.
Well, he had to mess that one up at the end of the game, didn't he, too? You know, some controversy.
Oh, the check swing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
like oh, unbelievable.
You know, he had to go.
Yeah, he had to do what he does, and he was calling a pretty even game, I felt.
Yeah, it wasn't bad by his standards, you know.
Yeah.
So
my questions with everybody that you laid out, I was going through it. With Max Clark, he's not going through, like, any kind of, like, swing change or anything that we don't know about, is he?
I'm not aware of that.
Okay.
I was going to say, his calling card is ball contact.
Right.
You know, look, I'm not trying to panic anybody. Last thing I'm doing is standing in judgment of Max Clark at this point.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Right. Right. But I always tell you what I think. And just looking at the production, all right, it seems like he's overmatched by the pitching in low A ball. I mean, you don't have to be some kind of a sabermetrician to figure that one out. If you just look at the numbers.
Yeah. Do you think it's pitch recognition, if it's just contact in general, if it's all of it combined? Is it the bright lights are maybe too bright right off the rip for him? I mean, there's a lot of questions because, I mean, Pat, you know as well as anybody, high school baseball and minor league baseball, two different worlds, right?
Yeah, the world we grew up in.
Yeah.
The world Max Clark grew up in, he played against elite players, you know, for
sure.
Years. So he's seen a lot of quality. He's seen good fastballs before. It's not unusual, but when you see it night after night after night, and it's from pitchers, you kind of know if you've got a weakness. It's like a boxer with a cut above his eye.
Sure.
And I'm still trying to figure it out. It could be a slow start, but you can't say the weather.
No.
They're playing in late.
Because they're in Florida, right?
Right. Yeah. And those ballparks, they can be telling. Because they're a little bigger, because the spring training games are there. And it's really hard once this humidity comes in Florida to hit home runs outside, you know. So I don't know how much, you know, it's going in. I'm not trying to make excuses for him. Like I said, I'm not trying to rush the judgment. I just know this. Wyatt Langford is coming in, all right?
Yeah.
They passed on Wyatt Langford to take Max Clark. They did it because, and I thought it was a smart move. One, because Max Clark, and I still feel this way, has a big upside.
Yeah.
They also slotted it a little bit less so that they could sign a first-round pick from later on in the draft and Kevin McGonigal,
yeah,
who could be their shortstop of the future. He's a really good hitter. He has struggled less last year at this level than Max Clark did. He actually thrived at that level as a hitter, but he's on the IL to start the year and with a hamstring. So, and then they used it as well by underslotting Anderson, who I talked about, the kid from Nebraska, the second baseman.
Yep.
And because he wasn't going to go anywhere, he had to sign, you know, they gave him a fair price, but it was, you know, under the slot. And then they used that to sign Paul Wilson, a pitcher who's yet to make his professional debut. His father was Trevor Wilson, who pitched in the major leagues. They signed him away from Oregon State. The kid was from Oregon. And that could turn out to be great. So they really got like a 3-for-1 type of deal by passing on Langford. But if Langford becomes this star player, he's got the benefit of coming into a really good team as the 4th overall pick in the draft.
Sure.
You know, that there's no question that you're going to hear about that. And maybe you should, you know, if Langford turns out to be a star. But, you know, the fact that Max Clark is doing this you know, doesn't look good. And Texas is coming to town next week. So I'm, you know, just preparing everybody for a scenario. You know, I mean, the way our station's at right now, honestly, and it's everybody's got a right to their opinion. So I'm not taking a shot at anybody. So don't take it that way. We all have different opinions.
Yeah.
But, you know, the whole Jared Goff thing, there is a, you know, like, hey, you know, any little thing, and especially with the Tigers, you've got some hosts that are kind of frustrated with the Tigers, it seems, and they'll, you know, they'll take shots at the Tigers left and right and won't point out the good things. Well, this thing, it looks like a glaringly bad thing. Now, it may not be ultimately, but in the short term, what the hell? You got to point it out. I'll tell you that. I mean, Max Clark should be doing better than he's doing.
Now, another guy you did mention, and this is my last question about the players that you mentioned, was Joey Wentz. How long is his leash, and is his leash longer because he's a left-hander?
Probably a little bit, but not. Look, Wentz and Fajardo are in the spot where they had Tommy John surgery. They came back from Tommy John surgery. They went through what I was talking about with Mize. All right, and they're recovered now. They're at a point where they're in their mid-20s. I think Fajardo is even 27. And they have to start performing. Otherwise, they'll be bypassed. Yeah. But they don't have the time. You know, look, they're running out of options, all those different things. They're running out of chances. They've gotten plenty of chances, and their health should be fine now. They've worked with them with this new group, which has shown that it can help pitchers a great deal. And that's where they're at. And, you know, Wentz is transitioning to reliever. Both those guys were, you know, pretty highly regarded starters at one point.
Oh, yeah.
You know, first round pick for Fajardo, 40th overall pick by the Braves for Wentz. So, but Wentz reminds me, he's a different body type and all that, but his issue reminds me of Daniel Norris. Because he's got a decent enough fastball. He's got a nice touch on his changeup. But his command is just a little off all the time. And he falls behind, and then he gets in trouble. He gives up big innings. He has to improve that. And he did in spring training, for sure. And so far this year, I don't know, he hasn't really gotten the opportunity to tell if it's anything that's going to take hold. But I can tell you this, their bullpen is not going to be like that all year. They're going to have some bad moments.
Sure.
Their hitting will come up a little bit. Their pitching will go down a little bit. And their defense, you know, it's surprising how good Cole Keith is. So that helps.
I'm super impressed. He doesn't look overmatched at all in every aspect of the game. Now, he hasn't necessarily hit the home runs that everybody loves and stuff like that, but he can hit the ball to the opposite side of the field. It seems like he can do that very well. He has shown some power with that game winning double the other night, and I'm and especially in the field, he doesn't look overmatched. And for a young player that has never played at the major league level, it's awesome.
Yeah, he's running well, so that's been good. And when you put Urshela at third base, Joey Urshela won a Gold Glove not that long ago. He's a good fielder.
I'm a fan.
He's done a good job. So anyway, that's enough about the worst 7-4 team in the history of major league baseball. These guys stink. Just won. They rallied from behind, you know, with this.
They got a good Pittsburgh team.
Best closer in baseball, arguably. Got 39 saves last year. They got making spectacular catches all over the place. And it was like, I got ripped off. I wasted my time.
I know. Hey, it could be worse. It could be like the last few Aprils where they start off with like 3 wins. So,
hey, look, I understand. I'm taking it. I understand the skepticism. A couple of years ago, they were supposed to be good, and they laid the biggest egg. And it's true. Now they're playing Minnesota now. They got Texas in. They're at home. And the Oakland series was disappointing. I mean, come on. How can you be – especially the second game where the guy couldn't find the plate any more than I could find my head from my ass. I mean, he was – and just let him off the hook. Then he's back in it, you know. So, but anyway – don't forget, download us, Apple iTunes Store, Odyssey.com. Read the columns that I do. Evan does some terrific podcasts. I mentioned it on the air yesterday, Restore the Floor.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, I took up some time in Pistons Weekly. I needed a little, you know. But anyway, check us out, man, because we go drafts, we go prospects, we go future, and this is our time of the year now. We got all the drafts coming up, the NFL draft, a lot of stuff on it, man. Evan and I are going heavy on it. Thanks a lot.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.